good old-fashioned shoe leather, and modern-day tech combined to boost voter turnout in 2018. That's what Anita Austin thinks. Volunteers with her group, Loudlight, fanned out across campuses to register students. They went armed with electronic tablets and a new tool, ksvotes.org, a website that made it easier to register online.
In a couple months span, we registered almost 3,000 students.
Loudlight focuses on underrepresented groups like young people.
Politicians don't really pay attention to the needs of young people because they don't vote.
New data from Tufts University shows just how energized young voters were in 2018. At the more than 1,000 colleges where Tufts researchers track voter engagement, turnout doubled compared to 2014. All 17 Kansas colleges in the study saw increases, too. KU, K-State, Emporia State, and Johnson County Community College saw turnout leap more than 20 percentage points.
Register to vote! Register to vote! Free donuts!
Here at Washburn University in Topeka, 46% of students voted, but Loudlight wants more. On National Voter Registration Day last month, they coaxed students to a table in the Memorial Union with music and food.
Address is up to date. Make sure you're all good to go.
And reminded them about the upcoming November 5th elections. Tufts says a wide range of issues drove young people to the polls in 2018. The environment, gun violence, President Trump. And in Kansas, there were tight and sometimes polarizing races for governor and Congress. Those seem to have galvanized an age group that sometimes feels cut off from top election issues. Washburn student Jessica Galvin says the disconnect may have to do with their phase of life.
Like, a lot of us don't get jobs till we're older. A lot of us don't have to worry about taxes and stuff like that. Medicare, Social Security. It's just something that we always think of as an adult thing.
So, what about 2020? Kay Kawashima Ginsburg researches young voter behavior at Tufts University, and she says campaigns often ignore young voters, who in turn ignore Election Day. It's this feedback loop.
First of all, the biggest predictor of whether people vote or not is whether somebody reaches out to you, and then the biggest predictor whether somebody reaches out to you is whether you voted before.
But now, campaigns have a lot more names to hit up, and motivation to do so. Maybe especially for Democrats. They're desperate to unseat Trump and, here in Kansas, to win a U.S. Senate seat for the first time in 80 years. Young voters do tend to lean left more than older ones, but they're no monolith, and students across the political spectrum see reason to vote. Miranda Visart is a sophomore at Emporia State. Half of students cast ballots there in 2018, the best turnout among public universities studied by Tufts in Kansas. She describes a voting culture there that's contagious.
I'm a libertarian, so I never really had an interest, I guess, in voting because, like, I didn't really see the point just because, you know, probably never gonna see a libertarian, like, representing me.
But now she's encouraging her friends to vote too in the upcoming local elections.
We all hold a stake in who's representing us.
Washburn political scientist Bob Beatty says high turnout among young people in 2020 is far from a done deal.
Campaigns will rue the day that they take them for granted. Whereas, to be honest, you can sort of take older voters for granted. I mean, those over 50 voters, boy, I mean, they show up.
Plenty of times campaigns think young people will turn out, then few do. They're just less predictable. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Topeka.